Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Thank you so much for joining me, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I know that you were there on July 13th here in Butler, Pennsylvania. You've seen these reports. You were speaking out over the weekend at rallies for Trump Vance. Take me through as you intake everything that's developing, and there's a whole lot. Within the past 24 hours, we're supposed to get more information within the next 24 hours. Just from your viewpoint, what you are seeing and what we are experiencing. And I'll begin with the weekend and our governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, signing the ballistics with the Ukrainian president Zelensky right there. And the fact that Zelensky had just essentially, you know, taking some shots at J.D. Vance as well as Trump.
Oh, yeah, it really, really infuriates me because just to set the stage, you know, we flew Volodymyr Zelensky here to Pennsylvania on a C-17 on U.S. taxpayers' dollars. And he came to the biggest battleground state in the country during the biggest election of our lifetime, was surrounded by, you know, the Democrats in Pennsylvania, obviously Governor Josh Shapiro, you know, Bob Casey was there as well, who, by the way, is just like Punxsutawney Phil, except for he pops his head up every 6 years to campaign. Other than that, you never see the guy. But he's standing there shaking hands with Volodymyr Zelensky as Josh Shapiro is signing these bombs. And then he's criticizing J.D. Vance. And here's the thing. We've heard so much about foreign election interference from Democrats, and that was all bogus. If this isn't foreign election interference, I don't know what is, because if you're using taxpayer dollars in an official capacity, but for campaign purposes, that's misappropriation of funds. And if a Republican were doing that, they'd be calling for jail time. You know, they just absolutely would. And you know, it's just sickening to me. You know, I despise chicken hawk politicians, by the way, on both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. And Josh Shapiro is the definition of a chicken hawk. Bob Casey is the definition of a chicken hawk. If these guys are signing bombs as if it's something to be celebrated, war, violence, death is something to be celebrated, it's not. Believe me, I know. I've been there. And if these people actually had to fight the wars that they start, we would have had peace on earth here in this country 10 years ago. But unfortunately, you know, this is when I talk about, you know, America and our Commonwealth of Pennsylvania needing more leaders and fewer politicians. This is exactly what I mean. And unfortunately, you know, our state is paying the price with a mass exodus of people, and our country's paying the price and has been paying the price for the last 3.5 years.
And so where do we go from here? You know, I'm looking at, you know, Joe Biden is going to be on The View today live. That should be a picnic. Our vice president is on MSNBC, but that's taped. But when you look at the delicate situation, I mean, worldwide, what we've gotten ourselves into, you mentioned the past 4 years, we once had peace and prosperity under former President Trump. Not so much now. How does something like this, in your view, serving in our military as a veteran, you know, when we think about the serious nature of this, as far as Zelensky of Ukraine basically campaigning with those who are sanctioning and signing military apparatus that bombs, yeah, ammunitions that could kill Russians. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And he's pledging the Pennsylvania's National Guard support to go rebuild a province in a hotly contested area of Ukraine. You know, the people of this Commonwealth did not elect Josh Shapiro to send our sons and daughters into a fight against a Russian horde, a nuclear power. When, by the way, if Josh Shapiro really cared about ending the fight in Ukraine, he could do it. by unshackling our oil and gas industry. You know, when we were energy independent under Donald Trump, but we weren't just energy independent. We were globally energy dominant, which means that we were dominating the global natural gas market. When Joe Biden comes into office, he kills the Keystone XL pipeline. He embraces Nord Stream 2. That empowers Putin to fill the void that we left in our wake with natural gas, which has propped up the Russian economy, which has allowed him to fund the war effort in Ukraine. So if Shapiro actually knew what he was doing, if Shapiro actually cared about solving a problem diplomatically and saving lives, he would embrace the oil and gas industry, but instead he's signing bombs and promoting forever war. I don't know if any of you had on your bingo card in the studio that the Democrats would now be the party of the CIA, the party of Dick Cheney, and the party of forever war, but here we are. Here we are.
Yeah, I want...
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
To take you back to July 13th, Sean Parnell, as we continue the conversation. You were there, front row. I think about this latest revelation. I know Senator Rand Paul was on Fox this morning commenting on this 94-page report, and this has bipartisan criticism of what happened there in Butler, Pennsylvania, right here. I think about the family of Corey Comparator, the others who were hit, and that it was completely preventable. And yet in the headlines, it's when I look at so-called mainstream media, this to me is something that is going to be buried. Your take as somebody who was right there front, where you're lucky you didn't get shot, quite frankly, but just your take on all of this, the media, the politics, the so-called transparency, what do you see?
The whole thing has just been shocking to me. We were right in the path of the bullets. Corey Comparator was sitting right behind my wife and I. I heard the shots crack overhead. Immediately, I knew that it was sniper fire. And people in the crowd that day, they thought it was fireworks, but I knew immediately that it wasn't. And in the moment, trying to get my wife down, I had 95-year-old Mrs. Fogel, whose son is from Western Pennsylvania, has been languishing in a Russian prison, left there to rot by the Harris-Biden administration, I should say. She had just met with President Trump with me, and trying to get her down in the prone, I immediately thought, well, sniper has to be coming from that building. And we all know the infamous building that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And the photographs don't do it justice, like the aerial photographs. It was right on top of us. And even in the chaos of the moment, I thought to myself, well, there's absolutely no way that a shooter could get on that roof, because 100% the Secret Service would have that building on lockdown. But I was wrong. And so you see this report come out, and we hear, Senator Rand Paul on the news talking about it. Mm-hmm. But as I read through it and I hear senators talk about it on both sides of the aisle, even Dick Blumenthal came out. I mean, notorious Trump hater Dick Blumenthal said the shocking revelations of negligence and the Department of Homeland Security and Alejandro Mayorkas are stonewalling an investigation every step of the way. None of this gives me a warm and fuzzy. The fact that there's been zero transparency, and yes, this report comes out, but does it really tell us anything that we don't already know? Believe me, I was there. President Trump got shot. We had a citizen of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania get killed, two other wounded. So, yeah, I got it that the Secret Service messed up. But it doesn't answer fundamental questions of why Alejandro Mayorkas and the Department of Homeland Security and why the leadership of the United States Secret Service continually denied Trump enhanced levels of security, which ultimately led to this. And this didn't just happen in Butler County. Josh Hawley just released a report the other day. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri said that the U.S. Secret Service denied him enhanced security protection at his rally in Wisconsin. And so you combine the lack of transparency, what is the clear negligence of what's happening, and add over top of it just the insane, irresponsible, inflammatory rhetoric from these Democrats in power. I think the Secretary of Biden, Secretary of Commerce, is on television today saying that Trump needs to be extinguished forever. This kind of stuff is dangerous and ultimately paves the way to something like this happening. It's absolutely shameful that we are here at this point in our country, but if you look at the at things that are happening from 30,000 feet, you can understand why.
Just before you go on, I do want to play back Gina Raimondo saying exactly what Sean just said, just so we have that on the record.
What he says is the opposite. It's just another lie. Like, how did we get here? Let's extinguish him for good.
There it is. Thanks, Dan.
There it is.
So I know that Donald Trump on his Truth Social and, you know, reposting on X, putting out there the top U.S. intelligence officials briefed the former president just yesterday about the threats from Iran to assassinate him. And that was made official by the Trump campaign. Just your thoughts about that. And as far as the we've known about the Iranian threats versus the threats right here in the USA.
Rand Paul this morning had this.
You know, if we can't even stop the random guy who's camping outside the golf course, if we can't do a good job of that, how are we going to stop a sophisticated assassination attempt by a foreign country?
Your reaction, Sean?
Yeah, he's exactly right. I mean, it harkens back to the original question of all of this, and that is, how does a 20-something-year-old kid with no training whatsoever get on that rooftop and essentially defeat the world's best premier executive protection agency in the United States Secret Service to get a 130-yard shot, direct line of sight of an American president? How does that happen? And we don't have a real answer to that question even today. But to Rand Paul's point, and this is the thing that concerns me the most, and as you mentioned, Dawn, we've known about the Iran threat for a while, right? Like, yes. This has been public. We've known that Iran has wanted to take shots at President Trump, try to take out American political leaders, not just Republican, by the way. So, again, it begs the question, why are we denying assets to President Trump, who is arguably the most threatened man on the face of the planet? It doesn't make any sense. And when you hear, you know, former director of the Secret Service, Cheadle, now acting director, Roe, like brazenly lying to the people in press conferences, it doesn't make me feel good about the direction that all of this is going.
And so just officially no comment from the Iranian mission at the UN right now, and as well no comment on this issue with regard to word of the Iranian threats against Trump from the Harris campaign. But for you, Sean Parnell, I will tell you this morning, so many people listening and watching us on YouTube right now saying, yeah, I don't believe that this is just an epic failure to communicate.
Right.
There are so many that now believe it's hard to just believe that this is just incompetence.
Yep, you can't. They're absolutely right. Everywhere I go, people are like, wow, somebody had something to do with this, right? I mean, everybody thinks that. And try to wrap your mind around this. So Iran's president is at the UN in New York City. We have U.S. Secret Service protecting the Iranian president while he's here on our soil, while we have intel that Iran is trying to assassinate President Trump. Make that one make sense for me, please. Why is he even here in this country conducting diplomatic negotiations on behalf of the world? If we know that there's a plot, an Iranian plot to kill any American politician, Democrat or Republican, he should not be allowed on American soil. And we should not be, you know, using your taxpayer dollars to protect the guy. It makes absolutely no sense. And this is what I'm talking about. When the world is in chaos, it requires leadership. When the world is in chaos and lives are on the line, leadership is important. And we need more leaders, fewer politicians. It's just, and we're seeing the disastrous consequences of that play out every single day.
On Rumble Battleground with Sean Parnell. Sean, I'll be there on Saturday, October 5th in Butler, PA. Will you be there?
Oh, you know I will. I'm not going to let some crazy assassin keep me away from talking about the stuff that I believe in. So you know I'll be there, yes.
Sean Parnell, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.